The highest level. In a Vedic culture, you don't worship Krishna if you are not a Brahmana.
Yeah.
You must be a Brahmana. Then you have access to Krishna. To worship the deity. Brahmana is different from Vaishnava.
Yes.
Vaishnava is different.
Yeah.
Brahmana is different.
Yeah, yeah.
To be a Vaishnava, you must be a Brahmana before you be promoted to Vaishnava. Yes.
Yeah.
A Brahmana before you become a Vaishnava. Yes. A Vaishnava is
higher
than Brahmana. Well, Prabhupada brought you from
very low.
Yes. Civilization began from Sudra.
Sudra.
That is where civilization begins. Below the Sudra, we have Pulindas, the Abhiras, the Lechas, the Yavanas, the Kasas. Yes.
But, Maharaj, why when we do samskar, we say Vaishnava, we say what Gotra, you say Achyuta Gotra?
Yes. Achyuta, because that is Krishna. But in India, they don't accept you. They don't accept you when you say you are Achyuta Gotra. They will say of Achyuta. They don't say Achyuta Gotra. They say of Achyuta. Achyuta. Because they don't accept you. They still have the belief that you're not qualified. So we Vaishnava, we can say like that. Achyuta Gotra. Because it's a promotion. And they know that although the promotion is there, we have not met with the qualification yet. Therefore, they still have some doubt about you being a Achyuta Gotra. But that is the topmost of all the Gotras. Achyuta is the topmost. Vaishnava. Because here we don't consider our things on the material level, which is very difficult for other people to understand. This level is very, very high. You cannot understand. Srila Bhaktivedanta Dana Saraswati fought for years to be able to convince the smartas that one can become a devotee from any level. He fought for years. So, one has to be a Sudra. You serve the Vaishya, the Kshatriya, and the Brahmana for that lifetime. You must remain a Sudra and serve people in that lifetime as a Sudra. Even if it's a demon, once you've accepted that service from under a demon, you remain there and do that service. According to Shastra, if you remain there and be faithful in that service, the next time you'll be promoted. So in the Vedic culture, you see, even people who are more pious, they follow the tradition. Like Ravana's wife, she is more pious than Ravana, but she didn't give up. Even though she knew the husband is a demon, she didn't give up because that is the Dharma. You have to follow that. Yes. When one follows the Dharma, he becomes promoted the next life. So they follow. And then, one is promoted from there to Vaishya, to Kshatriya, to Brahmana, then you go to Vipra, then Vaishnava. But Srila Prabhupada brought us from Lechai, Yavana, Pulindas, Abhiras, kasas. But got from all the way down there to Vaishnava. Yes. For Vishwamitra Muni to transcend two Varanas in one lifetime, he performed austerity for 50,000 years. Sixty thousand years. From Kshatriya to Brahmana. And still, Vasistha Muni disqualified him. He was very, very angry. He was very angry and he wanted to kill to show that he was not qualified. See, everything happened to be tested. Although he has been promoted to Brahmana. But since I mean, he look at his qualification, look at him, he still has some traces. They are not fit yet. And he told him, no, you can't accept you as a Brahmana yet. You still need some more purification. He was very angry. And he wanted to kill Vasistha Muni. But Vasistha Muni is a Maharishi. He's powerful. Very powerful. Powerful. So he knew the plan he was making. Of course he also tried, he still tried. He tried again seriously. And Vasistha Muni saw that yes, and he has reached the level. He has transcended. So he reached the level. So the day he was coming to kill Vasistha Muni, Vasistha Muni was speaking about his glory to his wife. He was discussing about this. So he came and he was hearing the person who wants to kill is glorifying him. So he listened. He was hearing that. He gave up his the only mentality and his surrender to Vasistha Muni. So he qualified him. But we are eating up to the neck and we are Vaishnavas. From Mlecha. That is a special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. So, see, for Prabhupada to give us this position, he performed sacrifice, which we shouldn't take undue advantage. The Christians are taking undue advantage of Jesus. Jesus mercy, sacrifice, die on the cross. So they don't do anything. They don't do anything. They remain sinful until they accept that Jesus died for their sins and they will go to heaven. But we shouldn't have that kind of Christian mentality. By remaining low, as he claimed to be Vaishnava. Vaishnava should act like Vaishnava. One is a Brahmana, you should act like a Brahmana. The Papa said, one simply understand I'm a Brahmana. It's an impersonalist. But if one is acting as a Brahmana, then you are a devotee. So majority of people simply function as Brahmana without qualification. But Christian consciousness is very, very high. Very, very high. And anyone who is sincerely, any devotee who is sincerely trying his or her best, you realize that it is a difficult process. Not an easy process. It's a difficult process. Except someone who is not trying. He can superficially say, oh, Christian consciousness, oh, wonderful issues. Yes, it is wonderful, but you have to experience the bitter part of it to get really purified, to realize truly, yes, it is a wonderful process. It's really wonderful when you start to test it and really understand, and we are following it. You can see the yes, it is wonderful. Yes.
Do you find Maharaj to get the idea to do effort. Just as you said, we should make effort to experience the bitter part. To know how wonderful this consciousness is. But why for it happens that every time we just make our determination, and after some time you just relax. This is something very common, I think, among most of the devotees.
When
we hear a lecture, we associate, instantly we are inspired. But after some time, it happens that we again become the same that we were. We were practicing. So, how to really
maintain the mood?
Maintain it.
How to maintain that?
Yes. It is.
First of all, we should understand that Maya is not a conditioned soul. It's a pure soul. Pure. We are conditioned, but she is not conditioned. Pure, perfect. And Krishna himself said, I'm amazed to see how my illusory energy works. I'm amazed. Krishna said, I'm amazed and I see how my illusory energy works. Powerful. So Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna said, that energy is divine. Daivi, he is a gunamayi. Gunamayi, he daivi, prakriti, he daivi. Divine. So, if it is divine, how can we find? How can we fight?
We cannot compete.
How can we fight that? So, when the devotee decide, oh, tomorrow is a Ekadasi. 64. Tomorrow? I'm hearing the word you mean 64. Let the word you, why not? Let the word you say tomorrow, 64. Tomorrow, Nirja. You have not mentioned it, but in your mind, you have decided. You should understand that everybody has heard you. You have not spoken. Is there in your heart, which we know that the whole planet has had you. If the personalities who have had you, they are not physical beings, they are higher personalities, they have had. This is what you want to do tomorrow. So, Maya will come. So tomorrow 64? Ah. Okay, I will see how you are going to do it tomorrow. You get a phone call before you sleep. Tomorrow is my birthday and I want you to attend. I am celebrating it, so please be with me tomorrow. So, how will your 64 go? And how will your mutual go? I'm going to attend your friends' birthday, all the varieties of three varieties of cakes as presented before you. Nicely decorated. So what will happen to I-64 and Nirja? No, this is a karashi cake. It's a karashi cake. I know you fast on the karashi. So it's a karashi cake.
Cake for you.
What will happen? So, it's proper mention in Bhagavad Gita. Mm. 9:14 purport. There are certain days which are called determined. There are certain days which are called determined, like Ekadasi, Janmashtami. Those days, one must fast. One must fast in those days. Why did he say determined? Certain days are called determined. Drida, Brata. Determined means that we should have strong desire. Yes, strong desire. To have a strong desire, one should be very, very mindful. If one is not mindful, you will not succeed in your determination. You must be mindful that I have promised my superior that tomorrow I want to change 64. And now a friend is inviting you. Determined means what? So now I have to think about it. How will I overcome this? How will I do both of them and remain fixed my determination? I will still attain my friend's birthday tomorrow. Therefore, I must sleep early today. I'll wake up very early tomorrow. I will chant my 64 rounds before I will go for the wedding. And there in the wedding, I will sincerely tell my friend, see, today I have to honor your request because of our friendship. But I'm not going to eat. The cake you have made today, even though it is a karasi cake, I will take it tomorrow. Give me my share, tomorrow I will take it to break my fast. Krishna will give the intelligence when we are mindful about what we want to do. Otherwise, the mind will say, you know, we have to encourage devotees. This is a friend, very, very dear. How will I disappoint him? How will I disappoint her? So they are solving the Ekadasis. The next one is not the birthday of my friend. So I will do it next one. There are 24 Ekadasis in a year. So after all, yeah, one is, if I miss one, it's okay. Nirjaya will surely come. Pandava and Nirjaya will surely come. And that one I will balance the mistake I have done for Jesus. Then I'll be free. This is compromise. Compromising will come when we are not mindful. And how will that day become determined? When we compromise. You cannot be determined again. So that day is a normal day. It's not a special day. So make it a special day. Determination must be very strong. So maintain strong determination. One, we need good association. Two, you must know the goal. You must know the goal. If you don't know the goal, determination will not remain strong. We can't maintain our enthusiasm if you don't know the goal. A person who is desperate and poor and need 1,000 rupees, 1,000 rupees I need, and somebody promise you to come by 2 o'clock for Tiger Rescue, who will be late? Who will be late for it? Even though the rain is there, you look for an umbrella. Because you know the goal. Right? If you don't know the goal, the rain is falling anyway, so let me wait when the rain starts coming in. Because we're not sure what we're going to expect there. But I know I'm desperate, I need this, and Chonka has promised me, rain is coming, find a way to overcome it. So if you have that determination, we always find a solution to maintain our enthusiasm and work with it. Most of the time we are thinking that Maya is going to come from South Africa next year. Maya is coming from South Africa next year. So before then I'll get ready. But she's here. She's not coming from anywhere. She's here. So she hears everything. And she plans what to do. Determination. Very, very important in Christian consciousness. Enthusiasm is very important. So the devotees will be very determined. The devotees will be knowledgeable. They will understand what it takes to be a devotee. Determination. If you don't know the goal, it will be very difficult to maintain our enthusiasm and determination. Was not the goal. If I get there, I will get my desire fulfilled. Therefore, we determined to maintain our determination. So, if we don't understand this, what it means to be with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, it means we look at the noun, our determination will not be strong. And even if you hear this philosophically, the determination also will not be strong. Except if you practice it, then it will become a reality. The determination will be very strong. Philosophically, it may not work as such. You should hear philosophy. Philosophy is not enough. You should hear it and put it into practice. Then it will become one of many people they promise, I'm going to give up smoking January 1st. December 31st, my last day to smoke. January 1st, 2017, finish. Finish. I promise. One day, second day, we're back to it. The same also in Krishna consciousness. We take vows and we don't keep it. Take a vow. We remain enthusiastic for a few days. Something comes in. So I'm not encouraged. I'm not encouraged by all of you. I'm not encouraged. I wanted to do this, but I'm not encouraged. There's no encouragement from devotees. If there's no encouragement from devotees, are you a demon? You are a devotee. So what encourage yourself as a devotee? Right? Determination will be. Yes, it is true. Karma has to do with everything we do. That by someone's karma, I am so lazy that I cannot put so much effort. into practice. Yes, that is there, the karma factor is there, but we have been given this chance. We have been given the chance that if we take advantage of good association, we'll get a message of higher beings. So we have association so that association will support and balance what we lack. What we lack, the balance is there. Association balance our shortcomings where we are lacking. That is how we have good association, higher association, to help us balance that, block that loopholes which is making us be slow. So still, we should be very, very mindful of what we have, so that we can make a serious progress. Otherwise, we can say, yeah, it's my karma, Prabhu, it's my karma. It's okay, it's my karma that I channel a 6 rounds this lifetime, my karma. It's my karma that I'm not so serious. I can't perform much austerity. So. Well, in Christian consciousness, we depend on mercy. Mercy factor is very, very high, prominent. One sincerely wants to try. The Christian will empower us to act beyond the karma. We can act beyond our capacity. The mercy comes. So if we sincerely try for the mercy, even though we are weak, the Christian will help us to rise very high, beyond our level. So it is not an excuse for us to remain. We'll get mercy. Everything depends on mercy. So we'll get potency to do something wonderful. But the mercy, we'll pray for that and sincerely serve those who are superior to us. The blessing will make all the barriers that are holding us down to be broken, so we can rise. Rise very high. Advaita Acharya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he called Lochitana Mahaprabhu to come. When he saw the situation is terrible, so he personally called the Lord, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And Advaita was begging him for a benediction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He asked me, you called me, I came because of you, so ask me if anything. Advaita Acharya said, people are very proud of their education. People are very proud of their beauty. People are proud of their wealth, their aristocracy. People are simply enamored by all these things. Even though they may come to you and offer respect to you, Kunti Devi said, such respect is like the Mayavadi's respect. Mayavadi is a worship deity. What is in their mind worshiping the deity? Whatever the what you worship the deity, the Mayavadis, they also worship deities. But what is the mind of the Mayavadi? This is a means to attain Brahman. When you attain Brahman, no deity. So they're worshiping deity to become nothing. So a person has such a mentality and is praying to Krishna. Advaita Acharya said, forget them. Forget. For those materially useless people who are very humble and sincere in their heart, they are chanting their glory, give them prema. Chitambu would roar in ecstasy, he said, yes! Let it be as you said. So, what is karma here? What is karma here? The mercy has overrided. He wants to say, send the name of God. Oh, see, I'm not, it's okay. All right. But I believe he's the Supreme God. I'm following that. It's okay. I don't actually say, my dear Lord, give them mercy. Give them the mercy. Let them become your devotees. So, say the karma, what is the prema is superior to that. And take care.
Maharaj, you know, Arjuna, in what cause Arjuna is, when we read Mahabharata, I get little confusion. Is a Vaishnava, a Kshatri or Brahman? Because in Swayambhu, they take a form of a Brahmana to swell haru to the fish. But why he takes the, is, if it's Kshatriya, why become for Brahmana?
In a the Vedic culture, we have two types of parampara.
Yeah.
We have spiritual parampara, we have satriya parampara.
Yeah.
Arjun is from satriya parampara. That's why you don't see him in our altar, the parampara altar.
Yeah.
We have a spiritual parampara, they are in the altar.
Yeah.
So Krishna gave our guitar to him. It's a satira parampara. So we got Gita from him. It's a satira.
But why he takes the form of the Brahmana in the Swayambhu? He not become like Kshatriyas there. He become in the form of a Brahmana.
Swayambhara, when he came to marry, yeah, he was disguised.
Yes.
He was disguised. Yes. Those days they have mystic power, so they can disguise themselves. Even Krishna have to learn the art. One of the things Krishna learned from the spiritual master, how you can disguise yourself, that when you come before, even those who know you will not recognize you. So they have the power. The Pandu also, like that. They say he's short, he was in the form of a deer. So he shot the deer. He's a Brahmana. Oh, he did that. So you are disguised. For Arjuna, he's a devotee like a Dronacharya. He's a Brahmana. He's a Kshatriya also. Yes. So he can instruct as a Kshatriya, he also instructs as a Brahmana. He has a quality to do both. So he can do that. There are some specialities who are on that level. Vasistha Muni, he is a Maharishi. He can teach both the Kshatriya, he can teach the Brahmanas. So Arjuna is also suitable for that.
In the morning class, we were referring to Nara and Narayana.
Yes.
Nara and Narayana, and we were referring to Arjuna and
Nara is Arjuna. Narayana is Vishnu.
Yes, but in that particular form, he is in the form of Brahmana.
Yes. Yes. So I say he's mixed.
Mixed. He has a mystic power to
convert. Yes, he can do that. He can do that. Does he perform austerity till today? Nara and Rishi, they're still doing the austerity. Kapil Muni, you see, also doing austerity. They should do it today to protect us. Keep the universe where it is now.
But this knowledge only is this Vaishnava community has it.
They cannot have this. So Bhagavad Gita Krishna gave knowledge to Arjuna, the devotees. Not only knowledge, Krishna gives knowledge also to the jnanis. But Krishna gave knowledge to devotee, Arjuna, and also gave him personal realization. So he is superior to normal jnani. So not just understanding Krishna, but you can realize, you see, yes. This is Krishna. So that special quality is what devotees, not what every other person. That is why even jnanis, they cannot understand Krishna. Although they have studied for years and lifetimes, still they have difficulty understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You understand?
Not very often we hear that we have to associate and serve advanced devotees, new devotees.
Yes.
We have like certain advanced devotees who are very, very difficult to approach them, not to speak of serving them. So in that situation, how we go about it?
Don't go there, because you simply make offense. So don't go there. Serve from distance. Don't serve very closely. Do you say from distance? We have a personality like Vamsi Das Babaji Maharaj. He's a pure devotee. He's a Panjari. And when we hear a surrendered devotee completely independent of material energy, he is one of such personalities. He does not depend on anything, nobody, nothing. He is free. You cannot do any service to him. There's nothing. So very difficult for devotee to, a neophyte devotee to relate with him. Very difficult. If he's here today, many of us will die because we were offensive to him. If you do any service for him, he will chastise you seriously. He asks you to come and clean here. Srimati Radhe will clean it. So what is the use of your cleaning here? First you go. Don't come here. If you give him prasad, why should I ask you for food? Did I tell him I'm hungry? Did I say you're hungry? Why are you disturbing me? Go away with your so-called. Go. So how will you consider such a person? I guess that. How will you consider such a person to be pure devotee? It never satisfies what you say. So, what is the quality of a devotee that a devotee is appreciating? Where is appreciation from him here? Where is appreciation here? Hare Krishna. A devotee should appreciate others, but here is whatever you do, which I says you, I will drive you away. Don't come here. I don't ask you for anything. Don't disturb me. Your presence is a disturbance. But when he sees Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he's happy. Yeah. Manjari, welcome. Where is Radharani? That's the mood. He is completely different. Sakhi being here means that that is around. That is how he sees Bhaktivinoda Saraswati. Not artificially. But other devotees who just come, they will drive you away, chastise you and send you away, whatever are you. So Bhaktivinoda Saraswati, so even his disciple at that time, don't go there. If you want to give him something, just go and drop it and go away. Don't let him see you. So you prasada, drop it, don't just go away. Don't let him see you. Maharaj, don't do that. You get chastised from him. So how will you relate with such a person? If you are going to expect some appreciation from him, you're going to make him feel like, okay, someone have done something nice for him. He will never do that for you. Never. So but this is Saraswati recommended, do your service from distance. Don't go close. If you want to give him something, just drop it. Go very fast so he doesn't see you. Yes. Good is very good because we become attached to our so-called good. Yes. So we want people to see us. We have lost so many devotees who left this movement because they felt they are not appreciated. So many devotees are still having this pain of not being appreciated in the movement. Why should that be a problem? Because we want... You don't see me? I'm the best devotee here. Don't you see what I'm doing? He would never see that from you. Never. Right? So it's very good that to his activity, if you really understand him, it will help us to remain humble. It will help us to be protected from being in the illusion or that I'm the doer. I do this service. I've done that service. I'm doing this service. That illusion, Bhamsidhar Babaji Maharaj, help us to keep us away from it. So serve from distance. Don't serve too close. It doesn't become an obstacle for us. We make offenses. A blade very sharp, you can shave head. If you make a mistake, you also cut. So association is very, very important, very good. But the mistake also can bring problem. So yesterday also he gave the same warning. One should not be too close to a king. Mahabharat, King Virat, Lila. Don't be too close to king. He was giving this advice after Kichaka. Kichaka is the commander in chief of King Virat. King Virat is not as powerful as his commander. Kichaka is very, very powerful. When he has conquered this kingdom, it is not him, it was his commander who does that. And he was very, very proud. I'm the doer. Because of that ego, he died in the hand of Bhimsena. He became attracted to a Draupadi. And Draupadi told him, please, don't approach me because I'm married. Sir? You're married to who? Me? Who is that? Draupadi says, see, I'm not joking with you. You see those people there? You see those people? They're my husband. And they are not from here. They are from there. Please. Please. Ah! Who is that? I am. So he continued. Because I've been conquering all kingdoms for his king. Very powerful and very proud. So he became attached to that. Draupadi warned him, but he continued because he was thinking, who is there equal to me? And at that time, only two of them, Bhimsena himself, who has the strength of 10,000 elephants. Nobody was equal to him, they said Bhim. So in that way, who will be humble in that way? Ego will be the deity which we celebrate and worship every day. He was on that level. So Draupadi complained to Bhim. After he has kicked her and she fell before the king, and the king didn't say anything. He said, you see? Did you see? You see now? Are you protected from the king? So you better come to me. So Draupadi told Bhimsena, oh, Bhim, who have been keeping his anger for years. It is a very good chance for me to at least decide myself. So he told her, go and tell him that this night you sleep with him. So Draupadi went to take him and say, my dear, so tonight. Who are giving you this intelligence? Who are giving you this intelligence? You were a fool before. Today you are very intelligent. So right, what time? 8 o'clock. So Bhim dressed himself inside. I went and lay on the bed, and he was breathing was like a gasura. He hurricane. But a person who is infatuated, who is already condemned by the illusion of ego, of pride, you cannot become blind. You can't see anything because blind. So Bhim covered himself. Was lying there in the bed. Draupadi was not dead, you see, it's inside. The bee was lying there. So when he came, 8 o'clock, and saw it, he was very happy. He was very happy. So he just closed the door. And he went there and touched. This is not the body of a woman. This is iron. What he told the body, this is iron. She's not the woman. So immediately, Bhim Jo removed the sari and jumped out from the bed. He said, why are you disturbing my wife? So he fought seriously. Bhim killed him. He grind all the bone in his body. Everything becomes lump. He just said a lump of flesh. What's his strength? The next morning, the news spread the whole kingdom. It's an anxiety. I went there last year to see the remnant of Girat, our kingdom, where the Pandava was sent. The only small remnant is still there. The fort is still a little bit small by the gate to the kingdom. Maharashtra. Yeah, is the kingdom is no more there. People are living there. The way the Pandavas are saying, it's still bush, still empty. It's beautiful when you go to India, you see all these places.
This is the period of where they were exiled for 1 year, no more, right? When they were after the.
That's the last place they stay. Because they stay with the king.
Bhima was cooking the king's.
Yes, yes, that place. You see the little bit of it, see. So we went there for some devotees and this temple is there. They have a teaching center there. We went there. From Mumbai to Pune, from Pune to Jeddah. We have been to places in India. So sweet. When in India you feel everything we are hearing in the book.
Yeah.
You can see everything.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, you can see everything. Everything. All these places you can see them. Physically. And yeah, the Pandava is a guru, Domya Rishi. His ashram is still there. He went there. Nice place. Very beautiful. Yes. Under the temple, the water is coming from, nobody knows where the source of the water. Nobody can trace it. So people go there to bathe, to do a chaman, so it's a spiritual site for many people. So we went there, we were just looking at how Christian consciousness is so beautiful, so wonderful. That the person Krishna played, you can find everywhere in India. Krishna played persons. You're surprised to see how Krishna spread his persons everywhere in India. There's no place you go, you don't find a holy place. Like Krishna. The first time I went there, I was really happy. And then last year, I also went to. Dua Maharaj, Uttanapad Maharaj, kingdom. And that is where Dua Maharaj let go. Was from his village. Where he walked to this place. Very far. By car it takes 6 hours, a car. And this place road, you have to run. But he walked, small boy, 5 years, he walked from that place to where we went. It is at that place he met. Just see what it means to be devoted, determination. Today, by car on a third road, it's taking 6 hours. All of the time, there's no road. It was all a jungle. And a small boy has to walk all that way. He didn't use car. So how many days you think that will take him from Kanpur to Brindavan? Small boy, not a big man. A place is full of dangerous thieves and animals. But he survived it because of his determination in Krishna. That's determination. He didn't give up. He has to pass through all that to come to where Guru became manifest to him. So Narayamuni did not know him from the time he took off from his father's kingdom to Mathura. Why he had to wait for him till he got to this place? We have to do our part before mercy comes. Effort. Mercy will come. Make effort. He made effort. Taking the risk. He had no companion. He's alone. Small boy. Because he was determined that I must get something superior to my father. Therefore, determination is just from him. He made it. The Guru became manifested for me. I gave him that the money influenced him. Influencing what is some potency because of his determination to achieve the goal. Got lost? Alright, go ahead, wait for it.
Brother
will go to die in Mother's Kitty, because the story in the Bhagavatam that he knew before is happened, no? Brother will die in the forest fire, Mother. Drupa did not he didn't plan for his stepmother or stepbrother to die. With the reaction from the offense the mother committed that acted in that way. That's why he became very angry. But the yaksha who killed the brother. So he wanted to annihilate all the yakshas. So Brahma has to come and tell him, you are infuriating Lord Shiva. Please. To stop. Then he stopped.
Because one yaksha has killed.
Yes, only one yaksha killed a brother, but millions have gone. Why is this? It's unnecessary. By doing this, you see, Lord Shiva is watching you, and he will get angry. That will be the end of you. So please stop where you are. And he stopped. He recognized that wife. So he was not angry because his mother offended him and he wanted revenge, because his mother already warned him. When he was very angry, especially when he looked up to his father and the father didn't say anything, he was so disturbed. He was expecting the father going to say, no, it's both are my children, so the father couldn't say anything. So that really disturbed him, it touched his heart. So he went to his mother with that anger, for revenge. So Suniti is very, very pure. In character and knowledgeable. So not only that she instructed Dhruva to approach God to fulfill his desire, but he shared the wisdom with him. Suniti told him, my dear son, when Dhruva came he was so angry that he couldn't speak. The servant to explain what happened to Suniti. Your son wanted to sit on the lap of the father when Uttama was sitting there. But his stepmother stopped him. And Dhruva looked to his father. The father always didn't say anything. So he's very disturbed. So Suniti looked at her son, and she could see the anger, the spirit of revenge in him was very high. So she told him, my son, listen, cool down. Don't wish anyone died. Because whatever we wish other was, come back. Yes. So we are not we are not being bad to the person who we are projecting negativity to, because we are offering negativity, we must get back the result. So whatever we do must come back. Don't show anger to your stepmother, because you are wishing her bad. It is you yourself you are punishing. Don't do this. Immediately Dhruva accepted. So he controlled his anger. And then so what, but I want to get my own kingdom. You say, yeah, that is okay. It's only God that can help you. So where is God? I heard from the sages, you're looking for God, you go to the forest. Immediately he left. From Kanpo, 6 hours by car. And our driver was and it was a good car. So he was flying. That was 6 hours. So if he's not flying, it will be more than that.
One day.
Yeah. And that is why a car, we're talking about using a car. Dhruva Maharaj did not use car. From Kanpo to Vrindavan. He came by walking. He's a small boy. He walked all the way. They also the remnant of the palace and people are still living there. For the kingdom till today, people are living there. They are taking care of the place still today. The small family. They are there. By the bank of Ganga. Very nice place. It is there Lord Brahma performed austerity to create this world. And when he finished austerity, the Ganga is very deep. Very deep. Has very high current as well. So when he finished austerity, it's a small piece of iron like this. You put on the ground. And in the future people come here to appreciate this place at the perform austerity. This small piece, just this size, you see like this size on the ground. But you cannot find the length of it. You cannot find the length. The more you dig, the more it will extend. The British people, they tried, they became frustrated and left. They tried because there was this mythology, they didn't know what is this. They came and started digging, they got frustrated. They couldn't find the end. But on top, you see only this size on the ground. And there's a small temple of Kush and Lav. The arrow they use in fighting with Lord Ramachandra is still there. Very short, small, short like this. The very arrow they use in defeating Lord Ramachandra is there. They put it in a small case. Preserve is still there. But it's a very old, depilated, small shrine there. So we went there to see the place. It is. Glory of India.
At that time, he was not a devotee, no?
Yes.
Then the offense was called by the Lord, his stepmother.
Yes.
Yes.
So, whatever we do now, even though we are neophyte, any offense you commit now, when any one of us become a pure, that offense will come back on us. To come back. So once he offended Dhruva, he was a prince. But when he attained that position, the result came back. So the stepmother died along with the son. That was the result of the offenses to Dhruva. Although he didn't take it. But the reaction is already there. So So we should be careful how we treat each other. Because today I can say, yeah, in your fire you just lay the water. Tomorrow, what about tomorrow? Because if any one of us believe that we can become pure devotee tomorrow, then we should be careful today. Because if I become pure devotee tomorrow, they're going to get the reaction for the offenses you have committed. Or you're committed.
I heard one song every time. So many devotees, as they say, Brahma Bhule Chaturmukhe, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Mahadeva Panchamukhe, Rama Rama Hare Hare. But I never saw any Panchamukhe Mahadev in Murti or in picture. How they say?
There are many.
How many?
Yes.
Never saw.
For
Hanuman I see, mate. For Mahadev. How we become Panchamukhi?
Lord Shiva.
Lord
Shiva has many forms. Yes. Like Lord Brahma has forehead. For here.
Yeah.
For that planet.
Yes.
It has many. The same with Shiva. Yes.
Shiva also is the same.
Yes.
I think near Gujarat, Jose, what is called this place? We have one multi of Lord Brahma. Pancha.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
That's Shiva.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for your nice. I think you will take little prepare you for evening program.
One question.
I heard from Prabhu Arjun that we should serve pure devotees to have spiritual progress in our Krishna consciousness. But here in Mauritius, we are surrounded by these types of devotees in our level, mixed. But to have a pure devotee is difficult.
How do you know that?
No, but by my vision is very low. I'm very, very zero.
Therefore, we shouldn't say that.
So,
so shouldn't say that. Now, I live, because we don't know. Yes, thank you.
But he was also saying that it's very difficult to have it in our midst. So how we can progress? It is very difficult. Instead, he started to think that when he is saying that in our midst it's very difficult to have pure devotees. So I questioned myself, to whom? How can I progress when we are not in the midst of pure devotees? Because in Mauritius we are all like-minded devotees. So how to progress? This question arose instantly, but I remained silent. Kumudhi was wise. So please enlighten us how to develop ourselves.
Bhagavatam is pure. Bhagavatam is pure?
Yeah.
Bhagavatam is different from Krishna? But the same.
The same.
So we have Bhagavatam? So we don't have pure devotee association? Prabhupada quoted so many acharyas inside. Prabhupada? Their conditions are pure. So when we hear from the Bhagavatam, are we hearing from a pure devotee or not? So we have pure devotee with us. Right? So if you listen to Bhagavatam, if you did Bhagavatam with joy, you're having good association, you're having pure association. That is why many people worship Bhagavatam, because it's not different from Krishna, the same. And Prabhupada said his purport are his ecstasies. That is ecstasy. So Prabhupada's ecstasy, he plays the form of purport in the Bhagavatam. So we are associating with Prabhupada's ecstasy, the pure devotee or not? Is that a pure association or not? The holy name is pure condition. Pure? Right? So we have the holy name? Tulsi Devi is pure condition. Pure. So we have Tulsi. So it is not.
Excuse me. The Tulsi is Mauritius.
Yeah, Tulsi is in Mauritius, but not a Mauritian. She is not a Mauritian. It's here. Yes? Just like Bhagavatam is not a Mauritian. It's here. Or Krishna Balaram is not a Mauritian. They're here. So the problem is not that we don't have pure devotees. The problem is that we are not ready for pure devotee. If we are ready for pure devotee, we'll get pure devotee. The Tulsi is there. If you chant with Tulsi Devi, you are chanting with pure devotee. You see the deity. Well, look at the dressing. Powerful. See, personally, the deity become personal. This is what one of the things that Prabhupada did, which you cannot find anywhere in the world, anywhere in other society. Last year, I took devotees in Parikrama in Jagannath Puri. So Haridas Thakura's temple, it's a Siddha Bhakhu. I was telling all the devotees, all of you see what Prabhupada did. When we visit all these temples, how is the kirtan? When we visit all these Hindu temples, how is the kirtan?
Slow motion.
You have not visited? You not had kirtans in other temples that we visit? How is it? Bang, 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 bang. You know what you get? How is the karadash in the temple? Can you compare it? You have a proper gift to us. You cannot compare. Look at the deity. You don't find this anywhere in the world. Anywhere. ISKCON has opened people's eyes, both materially and spiritually. Both. That is proper. So pure or not? They are giving us a pure system. If you follow this pure system, you become pure. He emphatically said, if you follow this system, if you stick to this process, you become pure. That is it throughout his purport. If you stick to this process, stick, you attain success. So, there is hope. Scientific, spiritual hope in Krishna
consciousness.
Yes. It's not a mistake that Krishna brought us together. So if we appreciate what we have, then we'll get more. If we don't appreciate what we have, then we don't get more. Then we don't see that, oh, there's a pure devotee among us. But if we are appreciating, they will see. The Krishna will let us see what is available. And it is possible that we can get there. From where we are, from what we have. And Prabhupada did not say he gave us something that remained to be done. He has given everything. So we don't need anything else. Just take only just 8 sister second prayer. Just take these 8 sister second prayers sufficient to make you pure devotee. Just one thing, sister second prayer. 8, just these 8 prayers can make you a pure devotee. That alone, if you take it as it is. What about other things? To see the deities, the Bhagavatam, the Sadhan, devotees. It's not a mistake that we have for. We don't appreciate what we have. Therefore, Krishna is not opening our eyes to see what is available. If you appreciate, you will see more. You'll be surprised. Oh, I didn't know this is available. It's available. But we cannot see.
If we have this consciousness that we are all on the same level, there are no pure devotees, there is some type of defect on our side.
Yes. It is demoralizing. You know, your pure devotee here. So anyway, why should I come and hear you? Who is going to speak? Anyway, I don't go to class today. We are really in trouble. Serious trouble. Serious.
This is very common.
And that is why we are not getting what Krishna has made available. Because we are offensive. We are offensive to what is available. So we can't get more. A devotee who is very, very enthusiastic in his or Christian consciousness, who knows the process of this Christian consciousness, will hear from anybody speaking Bhagavatam. And from my experience, anyone who goes to program with the interest to hear, Krishna must give you something. It's a must. Try it and see. Even if the person is a small boy, a small girl, just sit on us and let us speak. If we are really eager, like Vidura is eager to hear, if you have that nature, enter the Bhagavatam, you will get something. Krishna will send a message, even unknown to the speaker, to you, because you are ready. Krishna will supply you what you need. While a person who is very offensive will sit in a class for the whole 1 hour, nothing. The person who is very sincere and eager will see in the class, and Krishna will send so many things. Every word will be meaningful. So we are cheating ourselves when we are maintaining the consciousness that no one is pure among us. So I shouldn't hear from you. After all, I'm better than all of you, so what else should I hear from you? What am I going to get from you to come to your class? What will I get? All of you should hear from me. So, but if I'm not the one speaking, where should I go? To hear from who? That's a big, huge ignorance. It will destroy our back. So we shouldn't think this way. Nobody is advanced. We are all neophyte devotees. Even if that is true, yes, it is true. We are neophyte devotees. But what is wrong with you becoming a Mahabhagwat? Is it an offense? If you become a pure devotee, it's an offense. So, why not become that pure devotee? We all come to you. Why not? So do us good, but we come in that period is okay. So we come to you. Yes.
Well, I encountered somebody once. Yeah, I was meeting with devotees weekly. Where he felt there's a lot of deviation within devotees. So his comment is, why should you people be preaching when you are deviating so? So in the same vein, if you are thinking people are not meeting the marks and want to stop preaching. What I told him was the content of the preaching is pure.
Yes.
Whether you are pure speaking or you are not pure, or if you are repeating it, even you can be preaching to yourself while you are saying the pure thing.
Yes.
And who is hearing you also can be benefited by hearing pure things. So we just have to keep speaking the scriptures. One day we will get better.
Yes.
But if we stop, then we will become devastated.
Actually, well, preaching is very good because it will force you to follow what you are talking.
Yes, that is true.
So, we should do it. And even when we think that, okay, nobody is either, but there are some people there who want to hear. So, if they don't hear, how are they going to prefer them their lives? The people there who want to hear, even if you have some people who don't want to hear. But why should we be concerned with people who don't want to hear? So you're concerned with those who want to hear and continue to speak what is necessary. Okay. So you shouldn't stop, you should continue. Okay, you want to give us something?
Half of it.
You don't bring cancer?
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic.
I'll just get you.
It's
important.